So I've implemented a cost share billing method based on the number of registered voters in each entity. So that way our smaller entities, like for instance, Plantersville, who has less than 200 registered voters, isn't paying more or the same as a school district like Navasota ISD, who has almost 8,000 registered voters. So I've implemented a cost share billing method where they pay a percentage of the total cost of the election based on how many the percent of registered voters that they have based on the total registered voters that participated in that election.